St. Andrews. A couple things to mention before we before I begin sort of the sermon proper, and I want to talk about this story from Acts and Paul and Silas getting out of prison. But first I want to acknowledge that it is Mother's Day, and to welcome not just those who biologically are mothers, but to welcome all the women of our community. We all know so many splendid women who have not borne children. And with, I mean, our hymn, one of our communion hymns today, 258, is this hymn called Virgin Born, We Bow Before Thee. And it's about Mary. But, you know, I chose it with some hesitation just because it is sort of Mary finding her identity through the child that she has born. And I know that a lot of women don't find their identity that way, and I want to affirm women. And not just that, but, just another day to put our shoulder to the wheel and as a community to rededicate ourselves to what has never really been fulfilled, which is the true and equal, true equality between men and women. I mean, boy, I think we're of the same species, but it sometimes seems as if we're, perpetually fighting World War I, dug into our trenches and just kind of looking out at who might be there across the line there, and nobody's laughing at this, which tells me that it must be uncomfortably close to the truth. Lots of work yet to do to find that place where we really regard each other with true equality, where we're persons walking side by side on this human journey, not one up and one down. And also to, my own mother died almost 20 years ago. It'll be 20 years ago this December, which is startling. And just whether we honor all women for their biological motherhood, still, every once in a while, just tune into the mystery that every one of us in this room began our life inside a woman's body. And whenever you think of things that are improbable, how could that happen? Just start there. And once you start there, most other things are pretty easy to accept. So this notion of being in jail, Paul and Silas, if we were more like a bluegrass congregation, I think there are a lot of fun songs written around this story of Paul and Silas being let out of jail. But we're slightly more reserved than that. We usually don't get bluegrass music out. So this notion of being in jail, Paul and Silas, they're in jail, and they were jailed in Philippi, where Corey and I walked just a couple of summers ago. It's in the northern part of Greece, and you can still see what a city it once was. Broad sort of promenades, intricately carved columns. I mean, it was a great, great city of the ancient world. And now the paving stones are grown in with grass, and you're confronted there with the mystery of time, but also looking on perhaps the very prison cell where Paul and Silas were imprisoned. I want to set context for this notion of being in prison. And it is the way Jesus began his ministry. And he began his ministry by unrolling the scroll from Isaiah. And he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor, to give sight to the blind and hearing to the deaf, and release to the captives, release to those who are in prison." And the mistake that probably the ancient world made, and I'm sure we still make it today, is to think they could divide too easily the world into the blind and the sighted, the deaf and the hearing, the lame and the sound, the captive and the free. I'm sure many of the people that heard Jesus said, "Well, I'm not blind. And of course, Jesus was speaking not only of literal blindness, but of metaphorical blindness and of metaphorical deafness and of lameness and of captivity. So this story, I'm kind of using the story of Paul and Silas to make a point that when Jesus spoke of letting the captives go free, he was speaking of all of us. And when we hear this story of Paul and Silas in jail, sure, not many of us have been thrown into jail, really, for very many reasons at all. But it doesn't have to be a literal jail that we're in for us to be captives. And so that's really the question that I want to put before us today is, what, if anything, in your life is making you captive right now? Well, who's your jailer? Is it grief? Is it physical illness? Is there a relationship that you just feels like it's at an impasse? Is it work? Is it things going on in your family? Is it the way you've become habituated to think about yourself? All these things, I mean, really, Jesus, I think, would say, you know, where we're afraid, we're in prison. Where we're angry, we're in prison. Where we have relentlessly negative thoughts about ourselves, we're in prison. And I also think there's a, you know, my trove of New Yorker cartoons. There was one years ago, a bird. There was a cage, and the cage had only two bars in it. And the bird was sitting in the cage, and it had its head between the only two bars in the cage, looking wistfully out. And I think how often we're in that situation where whatever the circumstances that we think might be binding us or crippling our lives, we're like that bird with its head between just two of the bars, and we simply don't understand the freedom that is all around us. And of course, the freedom is primarily a change of perspective. The freedom that I think Jesus was always trying to activate within us is your freedom depends on how you look at your own life and the people around you. And you have a freedom that is really bottomless as far as, in terms of how you choose to regard not only the people around you, but the circumstances of your own life. And I think for Jesus, and I'll keep coming back to this, of course, the real sort of apex of freedom is discovered in the capacity to love your enemies. Because at that point, you are, in modern psychological word, differentiated. You are not fused with this person that you might perceive to be your enemy, so that if they hurt you, you reflexively hurt them back. No. They hurt you, they're hostile to you, they're angry with you, and you get to respond however you want, out of the depth of your own freedom. And you can even extend to them, as Jesus said, all the time, you can extend to them, even your enemies, deep, free compassion. That's the freedom that is yours. That's the freedom that Jesus invites us to all of the time. And, I wish I could stand before you and say, well, I know the exact secret of how all of us can get out of prison. And I don't quite, because there are still a lot of things that kind of keep me fairly shackled. But I think I understand enough to know that those places are the places in my life where I'm saying no, where I don't want to deal with this, or I'm afraid that there's no way through this, or I'm angry that I'm still having to deal with this after dealing with it for 50 years. And I say no to it. And at that moment, when I say no, I'm in jail. And I think the earthquake comes and the bright light flashes the moment I say yes. Doesn't mean I like it. Doesn't mean I'm happy about it. Doesn't mean I feel good about it. I just have to say yes to whatever it is that's going on in my own life. And I mean, the promise that really fills this spiritual path is that the moment you say yes, you're going to find a way through it. No matter what it is that you're in the middle of, if you say yes to it, open-heartedly, you will find a way to walk through it. You're out of jail. And, you know, I think that Jesus prized freedom almost more than anything else. You know, I often make that little substitution when Jesus said, if your faith were the size of a mustard seed, it would grow. And I say, if your freedom were the size of a mustard seed, it'll grow. And don't overestimate how free you really are. I mean, there are lots of constraints. I mean, I can say I'm free, but I'm never going to dunk a basketball. Because I'm a short white guy. And I'm not going to do it. And I can pray that I'm going to dunk a basketball, and I just don't think I'm going to. So genetic limitations, cultural limitations, all of these limitations press upon us. Yet there is a core of freedom always alive within us. And Jesus pointed us to it, pointed us to it, and pointed us to it. And say, never give that away. Nobody can take that away from you unless you give it up yourself. And it will come to you when you need it. And you know, when you're sick, or when you're grieving, or when you're angry, when you're feeling stuck, turn it around. I mean, identify what it is that you're... Who's keeping you in jail there? And you know, Paul, learn from that story of Paul. Paul was very kind to the jailer. Paul extended great compassion even to his jailer. Can you extend... it's that deep, open-hearted yes to whatever it is you're trying to walk through right at this moment in your life. When you say yes, you get out of jail. When you say no, the shackles close around your ankles and you're wondering where you go from here. Let's embrace the freedom that Jesus invites us to in every word that he said to us. Let's embrace that. And the deal I'll make with you, I'll help you if you'll help me. Amen.
Amen.